I like to be out here. I like to be out here more than anything else in the world. Just to sit and watch these little birds. And to be able to bathe myself in the harmony. Of the natural world. Participate in its perfection. Watch its labyrinthine machinations, its personality relationships. Its loves, its hates. Its satisfactions, its joys. And we sit outside that, outside the Garden of Eden. We ate of the tree of the fruit of knowledge. We saw ourselves. We saw ourselves. They do not see themselves. They are still in the garden. And we journey outward here into this unfolding of that realization in space and time and over billions of relationships, all knit together as one, evolving on one planet. Part of a brotherhood of man. And we can spend time hung up in places that have to do with personal family history, and needs of the situation in order to produce an enlightening result, experience. And right now I see a program running that I've been watching now for 10 years, maybe more. And the loop is there. And it's based on a need for personal fulfillment. It's like you're playing a game where there's a winner. And if you can get the rules right, you get the prize. Enlightenment. Ta-da. Ta-da, ta-da. An enlightened being. Oh my gosh, I should worship you. And it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's been playing out for all of these long millennia as the overall game picture emerges into the reality we call life on Earth, of course. So it's not as easy as that. This is a game which doesn't have a winner and a loser. And it's not about me and my successes. And that is a place that only warriors can comfortably inhabit, and even they live with daily trepidation in the face of its magnificence. And we incarnate into that. That's the layout. And as we work on personal fulfillment, the creation of a free soul, matter, bringing light, manifestation of life into being, then we're playing the game of me, mine, I, it, you. Who cares about you? Nobody, dude. Moms, dads, brothers, sisters, girlfriends. And in that respect, it's a lonely path, because you sever all your ties. With relationship obligations, you're free. You're free. I love them. I love you. But what you are manifesting as a person does not resonate with who I am. So we will see each other around in this universe of possibilities. And thank you for being a part of my life and bringing your message of understanding and compassion and love. Thank